happened was, I just wanted to do a little demo for her for her birthday to surprise her with the song.
Yes.
And I wrote it real quick, and I went in the studio with John and Chuck.
Right.
And the guitar players were off on vacation.
Right.
And so I just did this demo. Never was supposed to be a Styx song, ever. And I sang all the back-on harmonies.
Yeah.
Nobody else was there. And then I gave it to her.
Right.
And at the party, everyone said, when we played it, they said, Jesus, that's a great song.
Right.
And I started to think, that's a great song? Because I didn't give it much, I wasn't giving it that kind of, there was no intent to try okay. to get that into the stage okay. canon in any way.
Okay.
And then people kept saying, Dennis, that's a hit record.
Right.
And so I played it for the guys. They said, oh, okay. And the record company said, yeah. I got on the album and it went to number one.
Yes.
Now,
right.
It didn't become an official Styx song, by which I mean bringing the guitar players in and arranging it as a band like we had everything else we'd ever done.
Right.
Because we had a thing called demo poisoning. People loved the demo so much that
right.
I was afraid to change it.
Okay. Yes, I understand.
I went in and re-sang the lead vocal.
Right.
And it was technically better. But everyone still, flaws and all, liked the demo. So out of fear, we released the demo with Tommy played a guitar solo.
Right.
And we released the demo, and all those, you know, on the chorus when all the harmonies come in?
Yeah.
That is the demo. That's me singing everything.
Wow. So
I was scared to death of ruining it. So that's why it's just a straight ballad.